right, here we go. Hello, body and soul class. This is Jean Breffo, and I'd like to interview a special guest today. And I want to give her the opportunity to introduce herself better. We're going to talk about the afterlife or the spirit world, and we're going to talk about her testimony and a few other questions that I'll ask her. Welcome to this podcast, Jean Breffo podcast, and take notes if you can, share this podcast with friends. So, Aparajita.
Yes.
Would you kindly tell us, I know you gave me a brief overview of yourself, but again, tell us, you know, what is it you do, and who you are.
That's a good question, who I am. I'm Aparajita. I have come from India 2 years back. I was raised in a Hindu family, but I'm not religious. Okay. And I believe I'm more of a, in this podcast and anyway, I believe I'm a part of the universe, part of nature.
Right, right.
And I can relate to that a lot more than being anything else.
Okay, okay. And as far as what you do, I know you're a teacher and you teach psychology. Is that right?
Right now I'm teaching English.
You're teaching
spoken
English.
Okay. ESL.
Okay, spoken English. I actually took ESL. Coming to the States, I took ESL for 3 years. So I spoke French. That's something I wanted to say, but anyway, so talking about the afterlife, so the biggest question would be, what happens right after you die? And I wanted to know your thoughts and tell us what you think about that.
If afterlife, we have, like, as human beings, we have no proof of afterlife, but there are certain things we all go through. Maybe we accept or don't accept, but we are not clear about it, which makes us ponder and think that, is it the end on this earth, the life that we have here, the life that we know right now? Does it begin and end here? So many things. It's just not a life. There is a mind, there is consciousness, and I just cannot accept that it's all over with this life, this body getting over here.
Right, right.
So I do believe this thing started long back and this will continue for eons to go on.
Right. And it's interesting because I want to know when the turnaround happened, because I know you grew up in a Hindu family, you know, and so when did the turnaround begin for you, when you were like, there's got to be more, you know?
I cannot put a finger on it exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe the process of growing up altogether. And I think as an individual, we all are different. Each individual is different, irrespective of whatever we are exposed to. We have a mind of our own. And always I believed in this mind rather than any god or idol. We do worship them. This is what we see while growing up. But for me, as I was in my early 20s, this thing became more and more definite in me that my mind is more powerful than anything, and there is a deep connection with the universe. And I feel that this thing, that life itself is so beautiful, and at the same time, it's so mystical. It's so much something that is, human beings think that they are the most developed animals and they have forgotten this connection with nature and the universe. But somehow I feel that each thing that led me where I am today and even the years to come,
yeah.
I think maybe a movie, maybe a book. I read the book The Secret, which is about how do we connect with the universe.
Right.
And when we want something, it happens because we just believe in it.
Right.
And 2 years back, I lost my dad when I was in USA, and later on,
right.
my sister told me that she had a semi-conscious dream. where she thought that my dad interacted with her, and it so, seemed so real. And even when I came back from there, like after my dad passed away, I visited India and came back here, and I missed him so much. So even sometimes during in my semi-conscious state, it seemed he was around me. He was right there. It just didn't seem like a dream. It seemed that he was actually present. It was like he was there without saying anything, but just trying to make me feel that he's present there. He's there with me. I just cannot explain it, but people who go through it can understand it. These things are beyond words. So afterlife is something which cannot be put into words. You just have to believe it.
Right, right. Yeah, one word that's coming to me is mystery. Mystery. It's so mysterious. You know, the spiritual world is mysterious. You know, and I often hear people say, I don't dream. Some people say, I don't dream. And there are others that say, you know, I had a dream and this and this and this, that and that happened. You know, one question is, can dreams be connected to the divine? And are dreams also guidance, you know, as far as like what to do on this earth? Can dream guide? Can dreams also be oppressive as far as like, you know, some people will say satanic or some kind of a possession. Do dreams really have a link to the spiritual world, or is it just of the mind?
As I mentioned, that I am more of a believer of the mind than the religious things. But yes, there is one thing that when I'm connecting the mind to the power of the universe, then there is this one single driving force, something that is far beyond our understanding. And that is something which we can call as God or Allah or Jesus, whatever you want to call it, or the Indian gods we know, the Hindu gods, whatever. I have total respect for all religions.
But it seems there's something above. It seems there's something...
What I feel is each religion has their own God they believe in, and which is absolutely right, correct. But what I believe is that single force of universe is where all this belongs to. It's that one single connection which people have perceived in different ways. Nothing is different. It's all connected there. And we can connect to that not through anything else but through our mind, which is most powerful and most pure. So when you let a good mind in your body, so it's the God inside you. When you let a bad mind with bad thoughts, it's the Satan inside you. It's your choice. So which may get manifested in the real world, in the spiritual world, in the mystical world, through these connections of the mind.
Right.
So whatever angelic or divine or on one side, or the satanic things on the other side, I'm not sure about this because I'm not that much knowledgeable on these facts, but I believe our connection is with the mind. When I'm thinking of the divine and I'm pursuing with total determination, I can pursue the divine. And just on the opposite, if I want to pursue the Satan, it happens like that. Of course, there are positive and negative forces in this whole universe. It is our choice to which one we want to connect to. And dreams, as you have asked, dreams are a manifestation, definitely, because dreams are again connected to our mind, which again is a way of connecting to the universe and all these forces, which may be, in a way, and I think it's true that we are being guided what to do and how to move ahead, or given a kind of a premonition, something like that. It's a very big thing which is so interesting, and however we may try to understand it, it will be still a lot to understand.
What is your quick thought? What is your opinion on miracles?
Miracles,
as far as like healing, people say that, you know, I just got healed and like there's no proof. What is your thing?
Miracles do exist. some miracles I have seen happen.
Right,
I won't be saying that those were very big miracles, but I have seen things happen in the way, like in different ways. Like sometimes I got a kind of a vision, to kind of a premonition that something is going to happen.
Right. I know you had an experience with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in my high school when I was, it was little late in the evening and I was trying to study, and when I fell dozed off, and I had a vision of some buildings crumbling down and some people rushing like utter chaos. And next morning I woke up to a breaking news headlines that there had been a massive earthquake in the western part of my country, that is India.
Incredible.
So that was amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, because that's just what I saw. Like, I hadn't been to the western part of my country during that time. I had never seen it. But I was like shocked.
Yeah.
In my high school years, I was shocked. And following that, once or twice, I would say frequently, I had some vision, very simple ones. Like, I was waiting for someone. And I saw him, like, he was my tutor, and I saw him entering the main gate of our house.
Okay.
And I thought that he will just come in and ring the doorbell, but it didn't happen. I was like, that also happened in my high school. I thought, what is it? Like, he's not here. And then I realized he was not actually there. But in few minutes later, I saw him again. The same thing that happened, I saw few minutes back, and then he was actually there. So I just thought, what is this? It was just not my imagination, because imagination is something different. I saw the same vision repeat itself.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So like you asked few minutes back, like, since when I started thinking about these things, it was just not one day or overnight. It happened over the years, one stone at a time, stepping stone at a time, that made me feel that maybe I'm a bit different. I'm not materialistic.
Right.
I believe in the spiritual, gaining more experiences, traveling the world,
right,
building relationships and being connected to nature. And yeah, these are the things that makes me feel complete.
Wow. What would you tell someone that says, I think you're going crazy. I think you might need some help, or, you know, what would you tell such people, you know?
See, like, there will be people, there, all of us are different people, like, everyone with a different mind.
Right.
Again, we form some groups, like, we match with some people on some criteria, but there will be people who might be thinking I'm crazy. Again, I may be thinking some person who is a shopaholic. I think that person is crazy, because I don't see a reason why I spend so much money on shopping every week. So, and that person may think I'm crazy why I don't shop every week. So it's absolutely your personal opinion.
Yeah.
And if someone tells you you must get some help, so even I think that person should get some help. So it's there's nothing wrong to it, as long as I'm able to function well in my properly in my life, and I have a set of good friends, a good family, some people who think I'm in my right mind. That's absolutely okay. Everybody has their own opinions.
Oh, all right. Last word of nugget to the world. So, speaking to the world, one last word of nugget about life. You know, them, you know, building their relationships, opinion, how can they be better people? How can they
I don't know,
in this world,
means
one last nugget to them.
I'm just an ordinary person, and I have my own set of flaws as well. But if you ask me this, then again I will repeat the same thing which I said, that it's up to you, your choice, whether you want to keep a God inside you or the Satan inside you. It's absolutely your mind deciding. Many times we start having bad thoughts, we start having revengeful thoughts about people who did us wrong. But again, it's a choice. It will just give you some temporary relief. It won't do any good. Same with the actions and everything. Believe in karma. So just train your mind to believe in the good, to be good, and to pursue good. Rest doesn't matter. Everything is taken care of. So just it's choose to have that God inside you, that good inside you.
Awesome. Choose to have the good. Either choose God or Satan. This is John Breffel's podcast. I am so happy for the listeners, Body and Soul Class. Thank you for listening. Around this time of the holiday, we wish you well. And thank you, Aparajita, for this time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.